Yo, what's up? This is Gumbies. This time, let's try another challenge. Let's talk challenge. The title is The Dog Who Saves a Man with a Broken Neck. This time, I'm gonna talk in front of a mirror. So, I put my earphones in and I'm gonna talk about this story in front of a mirror. So, at the same time, I'm practicing speaking and, you know, building my confidence in front of a mirror and, of course, recording myself to you guys. So, you can go on and listen to this story. A shorter story than Zabashanas. It's a very, very interesting story. I liked it very much. I listened to it, I think, for 32 times. So, you can listen to it if you want. And it's a very interesting story. I recommend to you guys, go on and listen to it. So, let's talk about the story. This story is about a man and his dog. The man wanted to, you know, rest a little bit after watching, you know, TV, football, and some other things. So he tried to get some wood and make some fire. And because he was wearing slippers on some, you know, cold weather, he slipped and boom, he fell and he had broken his neck. So. It's a very interesting story. You know why? Because he tried to yell and no one heard him except his loyal dog. The dog came and the dog helped the man. The man was wearing, you know, a shirt and, you know, the long underwear. And of course, on those temperature, it would be, you know, very fatal and dangerous because you couldn't move. He had broken his neck and he couldn't move, and if he stood there just like that, he would die because it was very dangerous and very, very fatal. So the dog came. The dog knew something. He laid on the man and kept him warm, and he licked the man's face and paw at his arms, and you know, made him somehow alerted. So the man stayed alerted. He, you know, didn't fall in sleep. And the dog, you know, started to bark. And he continued for all night. So someone came, some neighbor, you know, came and helped them both. Because the dog was there. And, you know, the dog has barked over the night. So someone came and helped them. And the man had an operation. And the operation was successful. So the man, you know, survived because of that dog. And that's very interesting, you know, because sometimes we think that dogs, because they're animals, they don't think. But I think that dog knew something. He knew he needed to, you know, lay on a man, because if the dog wouldn't lay on a man, the man would die. He knew it's very cold, so he needed to help the man. And I wonder why the dogs are so loyal to people. I read somewhere that they are loyal because they think that we are their parents somehow. They want to play with us. They want to, you know, help us all the time. So that's why I like them very much, you know. I myself don't have any dog, but I don't know, maybe one day I'll have. But in apartments, you know, you can have a dog because it's annoying to, you know, neighbors. So if I, you know, moved somewhere that, you know, I lived in a house, not an apartment, maybe I'll try to have a dog. Because dogs are very, very loyal and they're, you know, cute somehow. Most of them, not the big ones. I like the small ones. So, what do you think? Do you like dogs? Let's try and let's talk about that. If you want, you can go on, listen to this story about 30 times and go on and talk about that. See you guys. See you later.